I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster. And here's what's happening this week.
This week in the lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We want to remind you all that we still have our Trova Trip survey up at bit.ly/lestrip. We are going to be going on a queer adventure trip to anywhere in the world, and you get to decide where we go and how we do it. So make sure you fill out that survey at bit.ly/lestrip so we can figure out what we're doing.
And as another reminder that we are in season 6 and we are now releasing some bonus Patreon-only episodes. So if you want to hear some of the many, many thoughts that Ellie and I have about some of the movies that we maybe don't have time to cover in our regular weekly episodes, you're going to want to check out our Patreon. We've released 2 already where you can hear all of our thoughts on Kissing Jessica Stein as well as The Incredibly True Adventures of Two Girls in Love. You can find that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
In the greater Les universe, Hulu's new show Reboot with Rachel Bloom is apparently super gay. I have not seen it yet. Lee, have you seen it?
I have not, but I'm sold.
But have heard that most of the characters are gay. Big fan of Rachel Bloom, so I'm going to check it out. Maybe I'll start watching it tonight. Listeners, if you've watched it, let us know what you think.
Also, in the future Greater Les universe, we hear that there are going to be some new people showing up on Generation Q season 3. Recently announced that Fletcher and Kehlani are going to be
on our
screens.
They basically were like, so who are the hottest queer artists?
Who all's gay out here? Yeah.
And let's get them on the show. So honestly, great casting choices. I'm really excited to see how they do. And I can't wait.
Here for it. That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. And welcome to our 91st installment of Should Have Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun. It was great. But it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, I'm old. Oh, I'm like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, Lee, you're not that old.
I'm a little
okay.
Old.
You're a little
it
old.
It felt too relatable for me.
At what point you relate more to the mother than the daughter in Freaky
yes.
Friday? You're like,
yes.
This is it.
It was,
like,
it was rough.
Moment.
Rough rewatch for me.
I really thought you were going to sing, but that's okay.
I should have. Listen, before we sing anything, why don't we introduce our very special guest who's joining us for this episode? We are joined by Megan Gunther, who's a Broadway administrator for Ain't Too Proud and Love is Love at 54 Below. And most importantly, who helped bring The Flame live to New York City also at 54 Below. Megan, oh my God, hi.
Oh my gosh, hi guys. Long time no see.
So happy
it's
that you're
so
here.
It's been so many days.
I know. We were in New York and Megan was like, so when do I get to be on an episode? And we were like, how about next week? Let's do it.
Now. Today?
I'm free.
Today? Whatever.
Yeah. Let's do it. So excited. You recommended Freaky Friday to us. Why Freaky Friday? Short. Give us a short Why Freaky Friday because we're going to dig in pretty hard. But why Freaky
Friday? Short. Short answer. Lindsay Lohan, always identified with her. Parent Trap.
Why?
I think it's the hair, you know?
Yeah, yeah. For all our listeners who cannot see Megan, bright hair.
I think it's the
it's hair. Funnier if you can see it, yeah.
Right, but it's also this. It's the gay nuances, you know what I mean? The young gay nuances. Also, I feel like I look like her every day in the Parent Trap, like with the, you know, the look with denim jacket and the sunglasses on your head. Mm-hmm. That's like mm-hmm. my everyday mm-hmm. go-to. But I heard your episode about Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, and I have to tell you, the gay nuances are there with young Lindsay Lohan, and the Listen. Gay nuances were there with young Megan Gunther. So
I Constance. Feel like we should start referring to her as like Lindsay Lohan, friend of the pod. Like we've done
right. right.
a lot of Lindsay.
Extensive
no, every season, I feel like I don't know what it is. Like we gravitate towards
yeah, we get
a specific,
in a rut.
Like a specific yeah. actor, and I feel like this season is Lindsay. It's
yeah.
her time.
This. You're not. Yeah. You're not wrong.
You got to
yeah.
throw Mean Girls.
We're in like
in
our
there.
Lindsay Lohan era.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah. Yeah. Well, it. We did. We just did Mean Girls. Our last should have been gay.
Oh my goodness.
Mean Girls, right.
Yeah. Okay. So like lines up.
Yeah. yeah. Like so we are.
Is this our fourth? Is this our fourth Lindsay? Because we've done Parent Trap. We did Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. We just did Mean Girls.
And now
we're doing Freaky Friday. Is there more?
I mean, there has.
There might
there
be.
Will
there
be.
Might be more that we're forgetting too.
I got to check her IMDb page. But yes, we have a lot of Lindsay.
Friend of the pod, Lindsay Lohan.
I mean, the subtext like becomes not like very much text in like every one of her movies.
Should we segue in with that, Ellie, while you dig through her IMDb page? Should I
yes,
give us her IMDb
Yes,
synopsis?
Please do the IMDb synopsis, please.
Okay. For anyone who is not familiar with the 2003 hit film Freaky Friday, the IMDb synopsis is as follows. An overworked mother and her daughter do not get along. When they switch bodies, each is forced to adapt to the other's life for one Freaky Friday. But
the freakiest.
Got that reference. it's freaky deaky in here. Oh, wait, what did you find?
Sorry, the only one that we really have left is Herbie Fully Loaded. So get
oh my God. Herbie
That's all I
should have been gay.
Okay.
But yes, now
Megan, as our guest of honor, why don't you tell us your gay synopsis of Freaky Friday?
Tess is a mom and she is jealous of her child's lifestyle because she is secretly a closeted lesbian.
Damn.
Whereas I think, yeah, I think that's what I listen. That's what I'm getting from it. Some people would go a bandmate route. Some people would go a Lindsay Lohan route. I'm going Tess is a full blown lesbian.
Listen, you're not going to find any arguments here. So I'm here for it. We'll dig in.
Jamie
after
Lee
we
Curtis
hear...
is another one that, you know.
Yes.
So go into all of her movies that. Next.
We'll,
truly.
Yeah.
We'll dig in after we do the rest of our gay synopses. Ellie, hit me with yours.
Okay, so I did go a band route. You were correct. So Anna Coleman, lead guitarist of everyone's favorite lesbian band Pink Slip, almost loses her shot at lesbian fame when she gets body swapped with her mother.
Whoa.
There's a lot of other stuff I want to dive into, but that I think like
okay.
Okay.
That lesbian band really got me. Like, that's just,
no,
that's,
they
it's there.
For sure
it's,
did.
We'll go into it.
Here's what I love is we all went a slightly different direction because I went just a little differently, like the combo package. I said, a confused and combative mom and daughter duo compete for who can out-gay the other in each other's lives in this iconic Disney romp.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, take out the Disney part, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not. Is, was it not produced by Disney?
No, it is. But like, if in that in that version, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like Disney doesn't make gay movies, and yet every movie they make is gay.
Every
you know what I mean?
Like, this is also yeah. our Disney season. Have we done a movie that isn't Disney yet this season?
Mean Girls is definitely not Disney.
Okay, that's true. I okay, but otherwise, what did we do? Point. Raya, we
yeah,
did
yeah,
Cruella,
right.
we did like,
all right, you're
we're
right,
like
you're
pretty,
right.
we're betting a hefty number on Disney this
it's
season.
It's 75% Disney this season, and that's okay because Disney is
great.
Okay. I have another, I don't know how to even work this into a synopsis. I just want to say Jake is a lesbian, and I didn't know how to
yes,
work it.
Oh,
I have
yes,
that written down.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know how to work it into my synopsis, but like, he is a lesbian.
No, we're gonna get into it.
I have Jake's lesbian bob cut written yeah. down on my notes. Do you know who else had a bob cut when they were young? Me. Megan Gunther.
Yeah. yeah.
I did.
I as well. I as well had that lesbian
right.
haircut,
I didn't own
Megan.
A motorcycle.
Don't you worry.
I played field hockey, but it's you know, one
yeah,
of the
yeah,
same.
Yeah,
it's,
they're pretty much the same. Yeah, yeah, pretty much the same. Okay,
okay.
So, yes.
Tell us, so we heard a little bit. Do you have anything more that you'd like to share about your experience with the film that led you?
Sure. I have to tell
to,
you something.
To suggest this.
I
oh, please.
vividly remember
tell
seeing
us everything.
This movie. I saw it in theaters with my mom took me and my best friend growing up. Her name is Chrissy. And we went to go see this movie in theaters. And I had a really vivid experience of like loving the movie. It wasn't a gay experience. I don't even know, 2003. I was young. I was pretty young. I was 8 years old, I think. And I loved it. And then I specifically remember leaving the theater and my mom took me and Chrissy to Best Buy and we bought Gwen Stefani's new album with Bananas on it. I don't know the name of the album, but it had the song Bananas. And Wind It Up. I don't know the name of the album, but I vividly remember that day and it
but most
out.
Importantly, could you sing a little bit of Bananas for us?
Oh yeah, it's B-A-N-A-N-A-S. And it's so I,
wait,
it's
do you
like,
mean,
it still
wait, do you mean Holla Back? Do you mean Holla Back Girl?
Yeah, yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay. I was like,
yeah,
I think
but it's the one that goes, this but, shit is bananas.
Yeah, yeah. But
right.
the
Come
most
on,
iconic
part
of Holla Back Girls is when she spells
yeah.
bananas,
bananas
and you're finally
right.
like I can
banana.
Spell bananas now.
I love, yes. Yeah, so it still stands out as one of the best days of my childhood. Like I got a bunch of crunch at the movie theater and I'll just never forget watching this film for the first time, seeing Jamie Lee Curtis, being confused about for some reason, the Inside Out shirt at the beginning. I was like, maybe I should wear my shirts inside out because they look cool on Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
I think we could bring it back.
It's a connection that I have. Just a true childhood staple, I would say.
Amazing.
Yeah. Lee, what about you?
Well, it's funny because we watched this last night. Kelsey had never seen this.
That
and
is a tragedy.
I was like, I know. And I was like, wow, that's so funny. I was like, I don't think I've seen this since it came out. Like, I know I saw it because this, I was a senior in high school when this came out. So it was. I don't have a vivid recollection of going to see this in theaters, but I very easily could have or watched it at like a friend's
Blockbuster.
House. I don't know. But I yeah. was like, I don't think I have seen this since the year it came out. So I probably haven't seen it in like, you know,
wow.
like almost 20 years. But I was like, I remember like a lot of things. Like I remembered some of the lines and I remembered the shitty little brother. Like actually, as soon as the movie started, I was like, wow, I vividly recollect hating this shitty little kid because he's the worst in this. And then there was a lot of stuff that I just like had not stuck with me at all. And like what I always enjoy is I really enjoy when we go back and do some of these older, like especially with the early aughts movies, when you go back and I'm like, wow, this holds up, man. It's still good. It's still a good time. This was so much fun to rewatch. Kelsey had never seen it. We got to enjoy the whole experience together. And what a blast. What a
the
blast.
The acting also like I love a body
is
swap.
Top notch.
Acting like pretty
so
fucking good.
Both of them.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
yeah. For me, this is a movie I have easily seen 100 times. Like, this is a
wow.
movie that, like, I like. Like, there were a few movies when I was younger. Like, I feel like it was, like, every time you went to a friend's house, it was like, let's watch this movie. Or, like, me and
Word.
My sister are only a year apart. And I feel like there are certain movies that the two of us loved. So like we would just watch them like over and over and over. So like I could quote this movie from like front to back.
Front to back.
I remembered everything. I remembered front everything. I was like, yeah. That me and my sister, the stupidest joke, but we used to always joke about the earthquake part.
Earthquake.
So like every time any one of us had milk, we'd be like, Grandpa, pass the milk. Like,
yeah. It's so good.
Every time. Like it's so stupid. But that like just really remind me of my sister. So I have very fond memories of this
film.
Can I
just ask you guys a question? What do you feel as though this movie got on Rotten Tomatoes, if you were to guess? Because I just looked it up.
Wow. I feel like honestly not that good. I feel like it's like a 62.
Okay, go ahead, Lee.
Okay, I will dial in with a 70.
It got an 88, which rightfully so. Listen,
all right.
I get really upset over the movie Sleepover, and that Rotten Tomato scale is like literally 23 or something like that. I was very disappointed. I respect a Rotten Tomato.
I just feel like a movie like this, I would expect men to have voted
feelings
it down
about. Like, right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because it is definitely
to be like,
a very.
It's not enough about me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm happy that it has a high score. I would only give it, I only give it a low score of like, it's one of those, like, you never know how. I feel like rom-coms in general or like comedies don't tend to score super high in mm-hmm. general.
But it's got a great script. Like the dialogue is funny. It's got great moments and they are both incredible in it. Like they're so good.
Yeah. I also should have looked up, and I will, how old Lindsay Lohan was in this, like while filming this.
She was 17.
Nice.
Like Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible performance, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
It is funny to go back because like I feel like I like at the time, so Lindsay Lohan at the time, my high school girlfriend had a huge thing for Lindsay Lohan, like was very into Lindsay Lohan. And so I feel like it was always the like, you know, you would like joke around and be like, I don't even get what's so great about Lindsay Lohan. And it's actually been really fun to go back and rewatch a bunch
and
of
be like, actually, I do
movies.
See exactly what's
like,
great.
Yeah, like her heyday.
Charming.
Movies. No, I mean, not even that, but just like what a great actress in a way that like I was not going to appreciate when I was 16 and just like, you know, like giving my girlfriend shit
stunning.
About having a huge crush on Lindsay Lohan. But like she's really good.
Yeah.
At she's like really good.
10 years old, she's playing herself and her twin sister with an accent.
Yeah.
The Tony Award goes too. EGOT.
Has she? Yeah. Like, how is she not an EGOT, to be honest? Like, this is not even a joke. Like, I sound like I'm joking. That is not a joke.
I'm not.
Honestly,
but I feel like maybe
I mean,
your
I think the answer is
into the hair.
Because
that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Megan's like, oh, yeah. Is Lindsay Lohan attractive? Like, flip. Love it. All right. But we could talk about how great this film is forever.
Okay.
Let's dive in to why was it gay? So, Megan.
Okay.
We'll just start with you.
I'm going to start from the top.
This was your suggestion. Let's go.
With my notepad.
The note.
Wow.
Okay. The
We've
notepad,
got
listener.
Notes
this is
handwritten
huge, huge, huge.
Handwritten.
Notepad.
That's how it's legit.
Let's start with the beginning sequence of the I can't see me love a note. You know that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like starts off
queer
with
culture.
Like, right. So it queer culture, very interesting like choice.
Wait. When
to
did
start
Imagine
with.
Me and You come out?
Oh,
it
I don't
came
know.
Out after. But still, that song is for the gays now. Sorry, we don't make the rules. It's retroactive.
Basically, we claim that song now. Okay. Then it goes into immediately. First shot of Jamie Lee Curtis as Tess, fully just doing yoga on the floor. I'm like, all right, so crunchy granola. Wonderful. We love to start
and
that.
Doing yoga in 2003 was not doing
right,
yoga now.
Right. And then it pans to her 18 electronics that she has for work. She has like 18 different phones for work. And I'm like, okay, so she's a breadwinner. She's got short hair and she's doing yoga on the floor. Her nails are not painted. That's all I need mm-hmm. for right now in the moment, right?
Honestly, that's it. Case closed. Gay.
Case closed. She's she's homosexual. And then we go to her. She's like yanking Lindsay Lohan out of bed, right? And then she's like, Lindsay Lohan's like, oh, okay, fine. I'm ready, mom, whatever. And we think, I mean, listen, I get where like the queerness comes from in Lindsay Lohan's character, but I think it's done on purpose because the first shot we see of Lindsay Lohan, she's in a choker that has a freaking guitar pick on it with a baseball shirt and heavy eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I'm like floored. I'm like, okay, great. Like mother, like daughter, we love to hear it. You know, and then it goes into the whole bickering thing. And I'm like, okay, I get it. They're mom and daughter that don't get along. Hear me out. I think in this movie, Tess, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, is truly a closeted lesbian, or perhaps she realizes that she's a lesbian after her first husband passes. Like, first shot that you see is her and her fiance Ryan next to each other, and they're wearing the same fucking thing. Like, they're wearing, like, I'm like,
suits on suits.
Oh, life imitates art. It's just uncanny.
Listen, so, she loves a power suit, okay?
She loves mental health. She loves a power suit. She loves yoga. She loves halibut. That's what we know. And I think,
are you saying she's a woman who loves
fish? Alluding to it.
She look like a woman who enjoys fish, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Right. That's, yes. I mean, listen.
Okay, great.
So we're
anyone
there.
Who hasn't listened to The Flame yet is going to be real confused right now. They're like, why?
But
do
it
we
doesn't
keep
matter. That's,
okay,
it's a good joke regardless.
It's a good joke.
It's a great joke. A plus work, Caitlin. We love it.
I'm also going to like reference the fact that immediately there's this conflict between her and her daughter, and she has this like alliance to her son. And I'm like, I feel as though she might be jealous of her daughter because clearly, she lives in this life, and like, who knows, you know, like for me, when I rewatched it, I was like, maybe Lindsay Lohan's character is a bisexual. Maybe she is just queer. I don't see her being fully, fully lesbian because clearly she's going for Jake Ryan, but also Jake Ryan is a lesbian. So who knows? Yes.
Yeah, it's that's a very confusing road.
Feel as though like,
listen, aughts movies love to toe that line. Okay? Right.
And I don't think that Tess was able to be herself at a young age. So like, she's jealous of her daughter. She's has this alliance towards her son. She's like this boss lady, like breadwinner, who is getting married to like a literal version of herself. I'm sorry, I live in New York City and there's a motorcyclist outside.
Yeah, I was like, and Jake Ryan is outside your window.
Jake Ryan is about to sing Hey Baby one more time.
He was like,
If Jamie Lee Curtis is with him, I'm out there. But then we also see Lindsay Lohan in school, and she's like this rebel, but she's also like, she gets an F on her paper because she's like complaining about dictatorship and like basically hyper-masculinity. She's a radical. So I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to believe here? Then we get to this scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is in the supermarket and she's on the phone with one of her clients. And she says, I wrote it down. she says
to the random woman
working behind the deli counter, says, you are a smart, beautiful, independent woman and you do not need a man to complete you. Case
that
closed.
Woman is in tears. Also, can you imagine? Okay, so I know that obviously we have Tess and she has a fiance, whatever, like Ryan's there. Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but like, rewrite, she doesn't start the film with a fiance. That woman she meets at the grocery store.
At the grocery store.
Becomes her. Yes.
I'm throwing this wrench in here. She either meets that woman or she meets the detention monitor.
Yes. Oh my God.
The detention monitor.
The very heavy lesbian detention monitor.
Like a wife and kids at home.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Turtleneck? Am I wrong? Like, I think she's wearing a turtleneck.
I don't even know what she was wearing.
Super short hair. Like the butchest woman you'll ever see.
Butch.
Wait, one other thing that I want to talk about with Tess real quick, just because it's relevant to the scene you just mentioned. Actually, a couple scenes you just mentioned. Why does Tess, who is a therapist, need so many phones?
Listen.
Like, what secret life is she hiding is what I want to know. Like, who are all of these phones from?
Oh,
who
my God. You think one
you?
Of the phones is from her lesbian lover?
Yes.
Probably. It's a freaking BlackBerry. Red
You're
flag.
A therapist. What do you need 8 phones for? It's 2003. What are you doing with them all?
She's got a lot.
You're
she
so
needs
right.
one phone specifically for halibut orders. One phone.
Is that her code name? Wow, I like
yeah.
it.
Oh my gosh. Halibut is her girlfriend's last name.
I will pay extra for halibut.
What? Puts a whole nother meaning to halibut. Ew.
I know that. I mean, that whole conversation in general is, I think, a convincing argument for like Lindsay maybe as a bisexual queer. Like,
right.
She's not.
Right.
As
Lindsay is a whole gay in this,
gung-ho.
And I will die on.
She's
this
very
hill,
cool, listen. And I will say I think that maybe Tess is like, I don't know if like I can let my daughter know that I'm gay. I just don't know like how she would feel. She's like,
yes,
but
okay.
she's switching lunches with the freaking lesbian detention monitor.
Yes.
She has an alliance with the lesbian detention monitor, and she's also in a band called Pink Slip.
Pink Slip is a whole lot. Wait, we're not at Anna yet.
We're not at Anna yet, but
Tess.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tess. Okay, we're going back to Tess.
Wait, because I think you just said something that I like jumped out at me so much in this movie, right? Which is like she is so hung up on like Anna's feelings about the getting remarried, right? She's like, but let's talk about what this is really about. Mm-hmm. It's about your dad, isn't it? It's about this.
Right.
It's about Ryan. Like,
right.
I feel like she absolutely, like, Tess needs to sit down in some therapy herself and
sure.
have someone be like, why are you so afraid to come out to your daughter? Like,
right.
Because you don't think she can handle it. What if she could handle it? What if she is able to deal with
what
this?
If
and, like,
she
what
literally
if she
knows.
Would be ready? What if
yeah.
she's also a giant lesbian? Let's talk through it. How does that make you feel?
Major deflection.
That's where we need to be, Tess. We need to be in therapy right now. But I absolutely buy into this whole theory that, like, she has been repressing this whole thing.
Right.
And now she's like, gotta give my kids another dad. And she is like,
yeah,
just pushing
dad, that
it
looks
down.
Like her. And she
until she's suddenly stuck in a 15-year-old body. And then she's like, how can I gay it up? All the gay,
I know,
all the time.
I know. Immediately, as soon as they switch, when they're like, go get dressed. And she puts on a full blown button down in khaki.
Yes.
I'm
yes!
like,
outfit she is wearing. I'm like, no, like, yes, you're not a cool gay, but like, no straight person would wear that.
Not a single
no.
straight person. Also, it's for me, the stud earrings, the entire movie. It's just a stud, not a single dangle. Nothing's happening there. Just a stud. Also, when she screams at Anna and she goes, you think my life is perfect? And I'm like, finish a sentence, girl.
Yeah,
finish
because
it.
If you really think
yes.
about it, okay, so like really they're trying to say like, oh, my life isn't perfect because I'm so busy. I'm overworked. Like, right.
Right. Also, like her husband died. That sucks. But
oh,
like,
yeah, you're right.
But
it's
been 3 years and you already found
yeah.
Ryan, you're already engaged. So clear, we don't have an issue like picking up the pieces.
I still feel like there's something deeper there. Like her life isn't perfect because she's forced into this box that she does not want to be in.
Okay, wait. Just to throw another wrench into the mix of who Tess should date in this movie, an alternate theory.
The talk show host.
Oh my gosh. She goes, I actually read your book.
We can go there next. No, I was going to say she has a weird obsession with the fact that they do not hang out with Stacey Hinkhouse and her mom anymore.
Let's talk about Stacey.
And one of the first things that she does when she gets to that high school is she is like, I am going to mend some bridges with Stacey. Like, we are going to get this friendship happening again. Why don't we hang out? What happened here? How's your mom?
So true.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going on. She's like, I could care less about this bitch, Stacey Hinkhouse, but how's your mom doing? That's what I want to know.
Do we feel like Stacey may be a closeted high femme?
Oh,
for
yes.
sure. I mean,
for sure.
This is something we talk about in a million Should Have Been Gays, but like Stacey and Anna's relationship is textbook.
Right.
Like, I came out of the closet. We were like, when you had no inhibitions, when you were younger and didn't give a shit what anyone thought about you, you were in love with me. And then the second I became like full on out and gay, you're like, I'm going to distance myself so far from you that I'm going to bully you. There's no reason that Stacey is so mean to Anna. Like, there's
not
no,
that
like,
we ever learn about.
Yeah. And, like, it clearly is because she's
so
trying
mean.
To, like, show everyone else, oh, I'm straight. Like, I hate lesbians. The same way that freaking Regina and Janice have their whole fallout. Oh, yeah. That's classic. Textbook.
Classic.
Lesbian.
And then the volleyball scene. The tension is palpable. I'm now falling into the maybe Anna's a lesbian boat.
We're gonna win you over.
Stacey's got her fully done for gym class. It's done. It's beautiful. It's curled. Full face of makeup. Right behind her is Anna in a literal messy bun, maybe a cup on, who knows? Probably like a leather cufflink. And she's has her t-shirt cuffed. That should say it all.
The fashion of Lindsay Lohan from this era, every role she ever plays in here is just like they dress her like a lesbian.
They're like, oh my God, Lindsay Lohan's in this movie. Quick, where's wardrobe? We need some cargo pants and a raglan stat. Yeah. And you're like,
get a lesbian in here.
Low cargo pants. Like, very low cargo pants. Very low boy jeans. I don't, you've sold me. I mean, listen,
I've sold you, and we haven't even gotten to Anna yet. Because I'm still on test.
Okay,
I'm not done. While we're still on test, I have one more really important thing because I know you have a multimedia presentation for us. I know you brought a little gift for us because there is it's a little hard to keep track sometimes in this movie if you've never seen it before of like who's who at what time, but there's a very important scene where Tess, as Anna, is in school,
talking to
the two bandmates, and has a really informative quote that I think tells us a lot about Tess's character. Yeah, could you play that? Could you play that for us, Megan?
Roll the clip.
I don't believe in physical contact with the opposite sex at all, ever, nothing. And you girls would do well to follow my example.
Which, incredible. Is incredible for a couple of reasons. One, what a great quote. I don't believe in physical contact with the opposite sex at all, ever, nothing.
At all.
A plus ever. Work test. My other thing is, because listen, I think we'll talk a little bit about like the thing that I find the funniest in this movie is that you are supposed to believe that not a single person clocked anything happening during this. And my favorite example of times where you're just like, how did you not notice that this is like not the right person in the right body is when those two girls like are very clearly just being like, yeah, I'm sorry, are you okay? Like we are clearly in a committed relationship with each other and like you know this about us, like how, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're like, what
they're
do
like
you
yeah
mean?
So on board, like already check, what are you talking about, who are you?
Right. We have already done well and do the same.
They're like, we clearly have never touched a man and we are trying to get you to admit that you don't want to do the same, and I don't know why this is still what's happening right now.
Yeah, no, like I also have to add, I have three more things on the test chart. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great.
First, number one, she turned down Mr. Bates at the dance. We know that she turned down Mr. Bates at the dance. We know that Mr. Bates literally hates Anna's guts. Like, perhaps Mr. Bates has some maybe analogy or ideology that perhaps Tess is a lesbian. That's all I'm saying. And maybe he's a homophobe. That's one.
I like that.
That's one. Also, he's probably butthurt for being denied by Jamie Lee Curtis because, like, you know, heartbreaking.
I like that. Wait, also, sorry, while we're talking about Mr. Bates, real fast, can we take a little side lesbian rabbit hole journey?
Yes.
Into the fact that Mr. Bates is played by Stephen Tobolowsky, who many of us might remember from One Day at a Time. So just a little, again, like a little connection to the queer universe.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Right. Also, though, throwing this wrench in, perhaps he's gay too, because do you remember when he's like, he's like, here's a pop quiz, I'm gonna ask every single one of you one question, and he asked this kid, he's like, Hamlet is a guy and he doesn't know which way is up, he's like, what you're trying to say is Hamlet is a guy that cannot make up his mind, and he literally gives that guy, that kid
the answer
in his class, the answer and a good grade. And then all of a sudden, Jamie Lee Curtis in Lindsay Lohan's body says, well, Hamlet is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and gives a full synopsis, collegiate level synopsis in the dictionary. If you look up Hamlet, it's literally that definition. And he's like, I think you're gay, F. He's like, yep. Oh,
he is,
I think no,
you're gay. He is for
as,
sure.
Wait,
a
listen,
huge homophobe.
As someone who A, was that annoying of a shit in high school, and B, had a teacher who hated me and loved the jock idiots in my class.
Word.
Was this actually a hate crime? Should I like retcon my memory of this?
It was because you were a lesbian, not because
that feels right for me.
You were somebody the other day called me a tryhard, and I was like, oh. They were like, you're such a tryhard. And I was like, damn, I really am. But so are you, Lee. And it's okay.
I embrace it. Does anyone need me to admit this about myself?
Yeah.
But oh, no. English... What I want to know is who called you that, Ellie?
Someone in my band. I was like, rude, but also true. I was being an asshole. It's fine.
Like, you're just like, actually, I'm just naturally talented, but thank you.
it's also that, like, the English teacher relationship in this movie confuses me, because I think we can all admit to having a crush on our English teacher. I for sure had a crush on more than one English teacher in high school. And for this man to be like, she literally says, oh, well, Hamlet is all of these things, and I'm going to give a perfect answer. And he said, what did you say, homo? And then F, you know, like, he literally insults her to the max. Yep. And then she calls him out, and he's like, you're wrong. I just think that you're a big dummy. It's just silly. Yep. You know, it's silly. It doesn't make any sense.
Ridiculous. No, for a grown man to have a vendetta on a 15-year-old girl is insane. That whole scenario was insane. Yeah.
I need to chime in with just one really important story, which is that one of my favorite ever teachers was one of my English teachers in middle school. And I just feel like it's really important to mention that, like, she was one of my favorite ever teachers, and her first name is gay. So, like,
her first name is gay.
Yes.
That's iconic.
Just full circle. It's great. I know. Like, queen behavior, honestly. Like,
I went to elementary school with someone whose last name was Gaylord, but honestly, I see her out at lesbian nights all the time. So it cracks me up.
Literally, marry her, take her name.
Yeah.
Take the name.
Do it.
Take
the
it.
Name. Do Lord it. Of the yeah. gays.
I'm actually going to name my first child first name Pink, middle name Slip.
Yeah.
Yes. It makes the most sense
Pink
to me.
Slip Peg.
Pink Slip Peg. Wait a minute.
For all of you who don't know, we talked about this before we started recording. Peg is one of the members of the band that we had no clue what her name was. Yeah.
Just one of them. The other one's Maddie. Maddie and Peg, the Pink Slip
Maddie's
gays.
The lead singer. Peg is the bass player. Which
Peg
like,
looks like Lord Farquaad.
Poor Peg.
Oh, I love Peg.
I love Peg.
No, we love
also,
Peg.
Also, I'd like to say, find me a female bass player who is not a lesbian.
You can.
You cannot. I have, like, we have had two female bass players play with my band, both lesbians. One currently dating my friend.
Do you guys know the bass player from School of Rock? The little girl that's
gay.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. Gay.
Yeah.
I think they're non-binary now.
The actor, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I absolutely love that. Wait,
yeah.
Big
fan
of that.
So, yeah. They're non-binary, super queer.
I'm moving on to point number
Case
two for Tess. Point number two for Tess.
Point number two?
Well, these are my last
where
three.
Are we?
My last three.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Of your last 3 points.
My last
three.
Okay.
We get into the car, right? The Volvo.
Oh, my God.
It is what it is with the car, right?
Listen, I have a Volvo. We have this conversation all the time.
Case
about,
and point. I mean, I don't even know. Like, it might as well be a Subaru if you looked at the car.
Mm-hmm.
So we get in this Volvo, and Lindsay Lohan is now in Jamie Lee Curtis's body, and she has a thing of fries with her, right, in the car. And Tess goes, do not eat that. Like, I haven't had fries in 8 years. And for me, I'm like, okay, crunchy granola, hates corporate America. This is a stretch, but crunchy granola lesbian that does not eat fast food is doing yoga on the floor in the morning and yelling at her daughter because she's closeted. Listen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Accurate.
It's a long stretch of an analysis on the fries, but I clocked it, and I'm just gonna put it out there.
You have to say it when you
see
it.
I have to say it.
Say it.
You know? Okay, another.
If you see something, say yeah. something. Sure.
If you see, yeah, another random, not necessarily test related, like point is Jake's attraction to Jamie Lee Curtis at the yep. freaking bar that they're at when they sing, or the coffee place that they're at when they sing "Hit Me Maybe One More Time." I'm like, this is it's two women yep. on a date that lasts forever. They're going to move in together. They're on a motorcycle on the way to the U-Haul.
Wait, but that's not even Tess.
No, but it's like, it's Tess. You know what I mean? I think it's the attraction to Tess that's case in point as well. Mm. Because
like Tess looks like that older lesbian that you're like, especially post Anna makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And post like, I know this is a point. Anna makeover. This is a point for Anna as well. To make over her mother as the queer person that she is supposed to be.
I know.
Is honestly beautiful.
She owns a crystal shop.
The way that she looks, yeah, is
in Provincetown.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Yes, yes.
The only thing I will say that I was disappointed about is Anna really doesn't know who Stevie Nicks is.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Come on. Like, that's... I know you're, like, into punk, whatever, but, like, everyone knows Fleetwood Mac. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like Anna, as, like, a female musician, would be into Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is, like, witchy and, like, cool.
No, Anna knows who Stevie Nicks is. Tess doesn't know who Stevie Nicks
is. No, no,
no.
Because Tess in Anna's body says she looks like Stevie Nicks. And then Anna.
Oh, she yells to be like Keith Richards at the end.
Yeah, Keith.
Oh, okay. So actually, wait. So this is even more perfect, because that means that Tess does know who Stevie Nicks is, but doesn't know who Keith Richards is.
No, Anna knows who Keith Richards is.
Yes, which means Tess doesn't know who Keith Richards is.
So she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And then there's the whole...
You've tied a little bow in that analysis for me.
Sorry,
Ellie,
for the...
Perfect.
That was a very confusing body swap moment, but...
It does get a little hard sometimes, I'll be honest. Yeah.
I literally, my whole life, if I need to... Let's say I'm a method actor and I need to get full body chills, I'm immediately thinking of the guitar solo that Jamie Lee Curtis does on the side of the stage. I'm immediately thinking of that.
Oh, it's... unreal.
And I am taking it's out unreal. I am literally taking out the plot of the movie. I don't need it. I don't need to know that that's Lindsay Lohan in her body. What I am seeing is Jamie Lee Curtis changing my sexuality.
So you're saying you were not born this way.
I Jamie wasn't Lee born Curtis this way. I saw Freaky Friday
your
and
route.
Then I was born.
Listen, yeah, let's be real. Nobody chooses to be gay. In your formative years, you see Jamie Lee Curtis play a guitar solo in Freaky Friday.
And then it turns out that does it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. That was it for me.
Okay, so wait. Can we talk real quick? Because we've talked a lot about Anna already, but I need for us to talk a little bit more specifically about...
Great.
Some of Anna's things.
I need to say one very last thing about Tess.
Okay, go for it.
It's the suit at her own wedding. That's all I'm saying. At the end of the movie, she's in a full suit.
The suit.
It's the suit and her own wedding.
No, she's in a skirt suit. It's technically a
tan. Okay, still.
Yeah. It's a tan suit with a white shirt under it.
You know, I don't think this
and
is like, so
tits,
irrelevant.
Basically. She's a Backstreet
Boy. So irrelevant. Yeah.
It was 2003. They were frosted tips were a look, okay?
For Justin Timberlake. Not
for lesbians.
And lesbians.
Lesbian
Justin
Timberlake
and lesbians.
Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Word. Okay, that's it. That's all I have to say.
That suit.
Okay.
Oh my God. All right,
okay,
let's talk
well,
about Anna.
Let's use the hair as a transition point then.
Sure,
because,
let's
I have a lot of points for Anna.
Okay, I'm going back.
The first being that she takes over her mom's body and the first thing she does is get her that haircut. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Listen, not straight behavior. Like,
no.
Gay she's like, you know what? Let's gay it up. And like, and I just feel like goes to do all the gay shit that she's like, wow, now I could be like an adult who can be a whole gay out in the world and like, let's do it. And she's like, let me get my gay haircut. Let me get, sorry, you want to talk about stud earrings. Let me get just a little stud.
I know.
Right here.
The little cartilage.
Where all of us early aughts gays got our ear pierced. Okay. Do I still have a slightly unhealed whole cartilage piercing left in my ear? Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. I came out in the early aughts. Of course I do.
It became popular later in the 2000s for like most, like a lot of like cool women to like get the cartilage. But let me say at that time in 2003, getting a cartilage piercing at that age for Jamie Lee Curtis, you might as well be like, what's the equivalent of a gay man getting his, what is it, right ear pierced, left ear pierced?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's
right.
Cartilage.
No, it's right ear pierced.
Right ear. It's the equivalent.
Listen, here's what you did as an early aughts gay. You took your ass down to Claire's at the mall and you got a fucking cartilage piercing. Okay? This is what we all did.
Sorry, can we also talk about how that was a thing of the ears pierced and like gay men and like, there's like a weird homophobia associated with it. Like my brother has his ear pierced. Only one. He is straight. And like it was totally a thing to be like, let me make sure I get the right ear pierced. I'm like,
the
you
right
still
ear.
Have a,
yeah.
You still have a diamond in your ear.
Yes.
Like you still have jewelry on your like you're still
you're
like
still
oh,
you're still
I'm
wearing
sparkly
jeans
and cute.
From Hot Topic.
Yeah.
You're still your jeans are still tighter than mine. You know? Like
yep.
You know, it's just, and it's the shirt for me, like the Real Men Wear Pink shirt, the I Love Boobies bracelet. It's the whole look.
I Love Boobies bracelets. Oh my God. I totally used to have one of those. Surprise.
I had several.
Surprise. What a time. That really brings me back.
Jake
but yeah,
Ryan.
Let's go back to Anna.
Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan Jake is Ryan. Like totally queer, like outfit, hair, everything. But
I
let's
think
go back to
ear piercing. Okay,
he
go ahead.
He probably
go,
does,
let's...
and we don't know which year. We'll have to look. But Anna, first of all, let's just talk about the band. Like, we have to talk about the band. So we've already discussed.
Band.
It is named Pink Slip. It is, like, a grunge-type, like, punk rock kind of band.
The best with, music like, I've ever heard in my life.
I love it.
They sound great. They sound grounding. Great. I also really, here's, it's such a stupid thing to credit the movie with, but I totally credit this movie for the fact that they did not make Anna the lead singer in the band. Like, what a power move to cast
right.
Lindsay Lohan and make her the guitarist when she clearly does not know
right.
how to play guitar.
I know.
And I'm like.
She learned how to play. She did.
Did she?
Yeah,
she's not playing some of those solos.
She
real.
Learned how to play guitar for this
I don't buy
movie.
It. I don't buy
she
it.
Did.
She
did.
No, they're not the right
E-G-N-F.
Notes.
Yeah, she. All right, she learned
I
how
would,
to. Look.
I would buy that
she
learned some of those
okay,
chords.
She learned how to look authentic playing it. I don't think it's her guitar solo, but she did.
Oh,
learn.
sure. But she's right. not playing that solo. There's no way.
No.
This is like
no.
Ellie. This is like what movie? What was the Christmas movie where she's like playing the piano and you're like, and then cut away because your fingers are not doing anything close.
Oh
to
yeah, the Lifetime one. The Lifetime like. One. But either way, this is like a band you go to. This is like the 10 Things I Hate About You band, right? Where like. You're like
yeah.
a bunch of fucking lesbians at a bar being like, wow, I love these. I love this band. Like
yeah.
The Hives. I don't know who they are. Are they a real band?
I don't think so. I think that band
no,
was
yeah,
literally.
Are.
Really?
They are.
Okay, well, that was a brilliant setup for, I got you the hives, or I got the hives for you. Mm-hmm. When Jake Ryan says
you
that.
Just thought it was a great setup.
I was like, oh, it's a setup.
They're a garage rock band.
Disney did so good with the music on this one. I know that you were talking about the how they did her dirty in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, but this
oh my god,
movie,
yeah, that was so bad.
The lip singing. I mean, listen, I don't even know what to say about that. But this movie has bangers of our generation. It's one of those movies. Like, I will compare the music in this movie to the Lizzie McGuire soundtrack. So good. So good. I really want Pink Slip to play at my wedding. I just
dude, also I'm
the
sorry,
ultimate.
I cannot get over Pink Slip. That's a name.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's got some innuendos. We're all thinking it.
We know it. Yeah.
We all know
we don't
it.
Need to say it.
We don't need to say it. And
wait, I'm also dying. Sorry. I looked online. It says the song by Pink Slip is under the genres of alternative indie, dance electronic, pop, children's music.
Word.
Of course, it wasn't Freaky Friday. I'm like, come on, it's not children's music. We can rock.
I also think there's something to be said about the lyrics in Don't Wanna Grow Up.
Yep. And you know that
I wanna get out
of the closet. Tess is inside of Anna on stage being like, this is my moment that I finally feel free.
She looks directly into the eyes of the detention lady and says, hey, take me away.
Yes. Oh my God. I feel so bad for Ryan, but like, when do we think they're getting divorced?
Also, can I say that Ryan's the casting for Ryan, I don't know the actor's name, forgive me. Do you know it?
Mark Carman, is that right?
He is too hot for the movie. Can I say
Oh my God.
It?
Yeah.
If we were to believe that Jamie Lee Curtis was marrying someone, and Jamie Lee Curtis is hot, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that she can't get a hot man. It's just not that hot man. It is maybe someone with like longer hair and like,
yeah, like a different vibe. Like he's not too clean cut for her.
Yeah, no, he sells life insurance, that man. I guarantee you. She needs someone that like maybe owns like a coffee shop.
A record store.
Like, yeah. It's just not that guy. You know, that guy, I feel like his relationship with Grandpa is stronger than his relationship with Tess. Truly.
Partially because Anna's in Tess's body, but like they kiss like twice in the film. And one time they do, I'm disgusted.
It's
gross.
Did
you notice?
Are you talking about the one at the end?
It's really so bad.
Gross. And also think it's about like, yeah.
Not doing the heteros any favors there.
No.
It's really gross.
You know, I feel for Ryan in the movie, but I'm like, okay, he also like is kind of unapproving of her behavior, and that like rubs me the wrong way. Like when she does the book interview and he's like, his like head is in his hands when she's like vibing on the show and like being like a rock star. And he's just like, I can't like this woman, like my wife, whatever. And I'm just like, you're a pushover. You're letting Harry and like his buddies freaking eat a gallon of ice cream in the corner because you're too afraid of your wife. Maybe. Let's face it. You're a beard. Grow up.
Let's strengthen this beard theory a little bit more because sorry, just to bring in one last point. I know we're on Anna, but we can't stop with Tess.
Yeah, so
when Tess early in the movie when Jamie Lee Curtis is Tess as Tess, and she's dropping Anna off at school and she like yells out the window and she's like, make good choices, right? Do you feel like this is just like her upbringing shining through and she's like, this is what I'm doing, like suppress who you are to like make the choices that society wants of you, like marry Ryan.
I mean, I do think that's why there's so much conflict between the two of them, because like Tess is, I feel like her entire thing is like, she's jealous, like you've said, Megan, but like also like there's another part of her that like can't understand her daughter. She's like, how do you not give a shit about what anyone else thinks about you? And she's like, wishes that could be her, but then also is like so angered by it.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I had to be like not myself. So like you have to not be yourself sometimes.
Right.
Like where she's like, Anna, can't you just for one day like suppress who you are?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for fucking 50 years.
Right. And yeah. You know what? The House of Chang changes everything. Everything. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah, there's some foreshadowing. There's a lot. But
how
we have
incredible
to
would
Anna.
It be? I know, but how incredible would it have been though? I feel like the point of the film at the end is like, oh well, by living in each other's bodies, like Anna finally like accepts her mom's happiness, right? And is like, I just want you to be happy, mom, mm-hmm. with Ryan.
Yeah,
but like,
no.
I wish it was like Ryan sees Tess on the back of Jake's motorcycle. He calls off the wedding, and Tess realizes she's relieved, and like that.
Anna realizes we can both come out to each other. It's okay.
Yes,
we can do this. She's like, Mom, I have the lesbian detention aid of your dreams.
Of your dreams.
We swap lunches sometimes.
I think,
we're besties.
Yeah, I think that there's like a naivete on Tessa's end towards both of her kids. I mean, I know that she has like such an alliance towards Harry, but she's like, she doesn't ever take responsibility to discipline Harry in the movie. She like sends Ryan off to do it. Ryan's like eating ice cream with his buddies, and then he's on the bed jumping in a freaking bra. And I'm like,
wait. I have one really important point, because this has nothing to do with anything gay. I just need to say it because it needs to be said. My only complaint about this script, because I will say, I think this is a pretty like A+ flawless movie. I have one major complaint about it, mm-hmm. which is that you set up so much about what a little shit Harry is when his mom is not looking towards his sister. And then you never get the payoff of the mom realizing what a little shit he is to Anna when she's not looking.
There's like one moment. There's one moment.
The paper.
Bar. Yeah.
Should we
the
paper?
Not
the
enough.
Paper?
Like they do. They
oh, the
do
paper
so
that he
much
writes.
Setup
the paper
and then
he
zero
writes.
Payoff on that. And I was really upset about it. And I think Anna deserved that payoff of having Tess be like, Harry, why are you such a little pain in the ass? Because he's the worst. And I was really upset that it didn't happen. And instead, they went the other way and had to be like, oh, Anna gets to see how sweet he is. And I was like, fuck that. No, that kid's a little monster.
Also,
and you
I'm
need
like,
to
Lee,
see-
do you have a brother?
Shut up.
I'm like, things are really getting heated here.
Not the point. Not the point. The point is she deserved that payoff and didn't get it. And I was just a little frustrated about
it.
Because I think
it
would
okay.
have been really funny to have. Like, what? Why wouldn't you give us that scene? I refuse to believe that scene was not written in the script. And it should have happened.
You're right.
Anyways, this has nothing to do with anything gay.
With
I just
gay.
Need to say
nothing to do with the gay, but that's okay.
I just We're have getting, a vendetta.
This is also going to be one of the longest episodes ever in the best way possible, and I'm fine with it. So we're going to keep rolling. But I feel like we keep getting sidetracked from Anna, which is cracking me up, because like I do feel like she's the obvious gay, and
right.
yet Tess, honestly, Megan, after you did that gay synopsis, like that. It's
really,
just like
yeah,
really
listen.
Flipped a switch.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
okay.
it. Truly.
Okay, really so did. Let's keep talking about Anna. Can we talk about Anna and Jake a little bit then?
Yeah, because okay. Oh, man. You know, it's...
This is a big old lesbian crush. I get that he's a dude, but like, no. You're gay for having this crush.
Chad Michael Murray. What do we say? What do we say about Chad Michael Murray in the cinema? Like, he... I would say he is a gay icon. He listen, I don't know how he identifies, but I will say he is a gay icon in the cinema.
Yeah. And I also would venture to say lesbian.
Yes. Yes.
Icon.
Correct.
Yeah.
But can I point out one really important thing? And I promise I'm going to try to make it about Anna and not about Tess, even though I'm going to bring Tess in again.
Yeah, it's fine. Go Chad, for it. Go ahead.
We can't stop ourselves. Okay. Here's the thing. When Tess meets Jake, what is her main criticism of him?
He's
the
too
bike.
Old.
Oh, and the old. Yeah, he's old.
the bike, the old, and the point that I'm trying to get at is she's like, and maybe if you got a haircut, like, you'd be,
oh,
what does she
yeah.
say? Like halfway decent or like something, like, right? Like, even Tess is calling out that she's like, wow, long hair, buddy, like, not into it. And I'm like, weird, because your daughter is, like, your daughter sure is into some long hair. That's all I'm saying. Like, way to pick the girliest looking dude at your school to have a crush on, Anna.
You're saying, like, his long hair is also a symbol of his queerness, and Tess is like, cut it off. I can't even look at it because it's too queer.
Yes. And Anna's like, give me more. I am here for it. Yes.
Right.
Grow it longer.
You and Peg have similar haircuts, and I'm down.
Peg. In 2022, Jake Ryan has painted nails. His nails are black.
Yes.
His nails are black. I think he does literally everything else the same, but his nails are black, and
he goes
for it with Jamie Lee Curtis at that coffee shop.
You think they start making out at the coffee shop?
In 2022, I would say, yeah. I would also say that Peg is immediately kissing Lohan on the lips. First scene. I need to see Peg greet everyone with a kiss on the mouth. That's 2022.
What's her other friend's name? Maddie is hiding in the closet in that first scene when she's trying to get her out. When she's trying to get her out of bed, and she jumps out the window, and that's why she takes her door off, because she's like, "Your lesbian girlfriend can't stay over. I told you." Yeah.
Listen, privacy is a privilege.
Privacy is a privilege. And I caught you having sex with your lesbian girlfriend. So now you have no door. Now you have no door.
Yeah. I mean, it's also Maddie's shirt in the garage, first scene, immediately says chicas on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Listen.
The costuming.
The fact that I did not, I've seen this movie 8,000 times, and I did not know that there were any men in pink slip until last night.
I was so surprised. I was so actually upset.
Too stunned to speak.
There were any men in this band. It was very upsetting.
Especially those two men. Like, what are you doing? Did you get lost? What are you doing here?
Also, they're not even like the same vibe, right? It's like literally a guy in like a t-shirt and sweatpants who's like, hey, I guess I play drums for you. Like, you couldn't at least like have an emo kid playing the drums.
Yeah.
Like, what are
we doing? It's literally any guy.
Any guy. But I personally think that Jake would be a woman. Like, I read Jake as like, this is a straight up lesbian. So like,
I feel like Jake is a stand-in though, right? Because that's the perfect story too, is to have the mom like
falling
not
for
approve,
the butch.
Right? And then like, I feel like if you recast this story into like, oh, who's Jane? No one, just a friend at school. No one.
It's fun.
Joan.
And then what you do is then you have the whole same storyline at the end where she like kisses the daughter's like, you know, love interest against the tree to be like, I'm going to rescue this for you. And then be like, okay, I approve. He's like, you know, she's okay. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, yeah, because she does kiss Jake.
Yes, and then you have that also be her finally coming out to herself, right? Like, listen, we could make such a fucking good remake.
Because think about, too, like, the freedom that Tess has living in her daughter's body.
Yes.
And being like, I can kiss a girl and, like, nobody gives a fuck because I'm a queer teenager.
Mm.
Wow.
And name a straight teenager. They don't exist. So, you know.
If you were to recast Tess and Anna, I know they redid this movie and I have not seen the new version, but if you were to recast Tess and Anna for a queer 2022 Freaky Friday, who are they?
Oh, wow. Our dream casting. Okay, hold on.
Wait, I'm also so sad that they remade it and it was clearly, it like has two stars.
Yeah, and now it's a musical too. I don't know anything about the musical though.
Okay, let's start with the mom. Who do you recast as Tess, Ellie?
Oh my God, Jamie Lee Curtis was so perfect.
She is, but I'm gonna say I could buy Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Oh.
I could do.
Well, I was not expecting that.
I,
It's a different test. It's a different test. But I feel like you gotta have somebody who can pull off the physical comedy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like gonna go like in a weird direction, but not okay, weird direction. It. Like Kate Blanchett.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else. That...
What did you think?
I feel as though Kate McKinnon would be so good.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that'd be fun too.
And
yeah,
like
that'd be fun.
And like Renee Rapp as Anna. Both queer women, like both funny, both
Yep.
It has to be.
Okay, and then Young. Who do you cast Young as Anna? I'm trying to think of like
I honestly am so freaked out by people's ages now. I'm like, who's even young? Oh,
no, I know, right?
Maya Hawke. I want to see her in everything now.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
That's good.
Maya Hawke and Kate Blanchett switching bodies. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Incredible. And both coming out.
Both queer.
Yeah.
Who do we pay for this movie?
I know. Certainly not Disney.
Amazing. No.
Yeah, we have to pay a hefty amount for the rights for that.
Oh, okay, wait, sorry. Touching on House of Chang, the fortune.
Okay, yes. We've gone to another page of notes. I like it.
The fortune in the fortune cookie. Yes. I don't even know what it really says, but I know that there's a part of it that says, when what you see is what you lack. I feel like that totally ties into the, okay, Tess wants to be Anna. Tess wants to turn back the clock and be a queer teenager.
Okay, I'm reading. Hold on. Let me read it. A journey soon begins, its prize reflected in another's eyes. When what you see is what you lack, then selfless love will change you back.
I get the mother-daughtery moment for sure. Selfless love. But I also think that it could be Anna needs to be selfless and maybe her not judging her mom for, quote, marrying Ryan when it's really not judging her mom for being a big les. Like, yeah. I think.
I feel like I just want that sound clip. Sorry.
Yeah. Being a big les. Yeah.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
I do like that thing of like Tess seeing what she does lack, right? What she lacks is that like open, honest.
Yeah.
Being able to just come out and truly be herself. Oh, damn.
It's good. It's all good.
It'd be so powerful.
It's so good. And then Grandpa passed the milk just on top of it all.
On top of it all. Like, really, the spread.
Okay, wait, I feel like just because someday someone's going to reach out to Ellie and I to come up with the stories for all of the movies that we deserve to have. And I'm just saying,
Get us a motion picture deal for all of our shit we want to do.
While we're recasting this and rewriting the story somewhat, here's what I think would be amazing. Let's take what you said before, Ellie, about the like, I caught your girlfriend in your bedroom again. Like, let's take a movie where they body swap mom into gay teen daughter.
Yep.
Right. And then having to play the like, wow, like, okay, I'm like not attracted to your girlfriend, but like, why am I having all of these really confusing feelings about this whole situation and like having to be gay for a day? What is this doing to me? And then you also have her have like a really close, like kind of borderline friendship. And then as soon as Tess body jumps into her mom, she's like, I am going to come on strong, like just putting all the signals out there and like making it happen for her mom so that when they body swap back, mom has like a waiting girlfriend being like, I've been waiting for you to finally take this, like take our friendship to the next level. That's the movie I want. That's the movie we should get. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good one. Another,
it'd be fucking great. That'd be a fucking great movie.
Tess has a plethora of options, truly. The talk show host. Any single one of her clients.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe not the clients, but yeah.
The woman who runs the Chinese restaurant.
The woman who runs the Chinese restaurant. She's like,
dude, okay, wait, listen, I'm sorry. How many times is that woman like, pick me, choose me, love me? Like, fucking, come on, dude. Date her. What are you waiting for?
She caters their wedding, but it's their wedding.
It's not about catering.
Listen, we've all seen Yeah. We've all seen Imagine Me and You, the song that started this fucking movie out. It all cut.
When
all
you fall in love
circle.
With the caterer
we have galaxy
on the day of your wedding,
our
what are
way
you supposed to do?
Through
what are you supposed
Freaky
to do?
Friday.
I cannot. This movie really took us so many places. Do we have anything else to say about how gay this beautiful film is before we dive into who we're shipping?
No, let's do our ships because otherwise we'll be here all night.
We'll be
I
here
can't.
Forever.
I can't.
Yeah, just pass,
that was
just pass the perfect. Milk.
Pass
know?
The milk. Pass the milk.
So good. Comedy gold. I lost my mind when I was like 8 years old.
I did too. It's so good. Earthquake. And my grandfather okay. can't hear shit either. So like it's perfect.
Okay. Who are we shipping? Start us off, Megan. Who's your ship?
Okay. Immediately, Jake Ryan and Ryan.
Whoa.
Wow.
So oh wait, so Ryan
left.
Okay, so
there.
Ryan sees his fiance on the back of Jake Ryan's motorcycle. And he's pissed because he's not on the back of the motorcycle, not because his fiance's there.
I like
Damn.
It.
We have an entire
what's their,
cut
what's
scene.
Their ship name?
Ryan. Oh, man.
A plus work.
Other than that,
amazing.
Strictly detention Ryan. Lady and Tess. That's it.
Does detention lady have a name? I doubt it.
I don't think so. She is credited as... Detention monitor.
Okay, so what's their ship name?
Detess.
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 I like it. I like it.
Who do you ship, Ellie?
I'm going to ship Peg and Maddie because I just feel like it's clear that those two are together and they're just like,
yes.
What? Like they're Anna's lesbian best friends.
Yes.
And they've been together for like, yeah, chicas. They've been together for like 6 years also. Like they are a long time couple.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just call them Peggy.
I love it.
Iconic.
I love them. I ship those two so hard. Nearly as hard as I ship Tess and Pepe, who runs the Chinese restaurant.
Tess and Pepe, yeah. And what's that ship name?
Tay-Tay.
Yeah, Tay-Tay. Honestly,
Stop.
Like so many gays in this film.
Stop.
But
my other ship
Tess
would probably be
one.
Tess and the elusive Mrs. Hinkhouse. That's
oh yeah,
yeah.
Tess
there.
And Stacey Hinkhouse's mom. I cannot in good conscience ship any.
Sorry,
Stacey
I'm sorry.
Hinkhouse.
And their ship name is Stacey's mom. That's gotta go.
Stacey's mom.
Word.
That's good.
This movie.
That's good. Wow. All right. I think we can all agree. This movie, Freaky Friday, should have been gay.
Should have been gay.
100%.
All right. It's time for our Q and gay. Let's do this thing. Here we go.
Q and gay.
Question number one. Which day would you rather live through? A, high school, or B, adult responsibilities?
It sounds like an easy choice on its face, but it is not.
I'm going to say A, high school. I had some fun days. So I'll do it again. Yeah. I'll do it again.
Question two, who should most have noticed the body switch out of A, Harry, B, Ryan, C, Jake, or D, Grandpa?
Certainly not Grandpa. I would say Harry. There was some weird honey, sweetheart,
yeah.
darling, yeah. or like literally telling him to run from bullies, like mom of the year.
Builds character.
I just like, okay, so let's say, let's put this into like real context. Like if your girlfriend ended up switching bodies with someone else, would you notice?
No, or would, the like, second she woke up and said, and brushed her teeth, I would know. Immediately, I would know. Just by the like, way she brushed her teeth.
But also like, would you be like, are you okay? We need to take you to the doctor. Or would you be like, you clearly are someone else?
I think I would be like, you are someone else. Like I'm out, you know, like
yeah,
I think
you're
I
like
would just
your
be
body
like,
swapped right now.
I
like
gotta,
I can't do this.
I gotta move out for a couple days until you go back to House of Chang. Sorry.
What about you, Lee? Would you notice if your wife
yes.
was body swapped?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ellie. We have been together for 15 years.
I know. Like, I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's yes. the body swap that gets people that like I feel like your first instinct isn't like your body swapped. Your first instinct would be like, are you having a stroke?
Right.
Do you know because we like anytime one of us does something even like remotely out of character, our first thing is immediately like, who are you and what have you done with my wife? Like,
All right. So, you would know.
You'd absolutely call body swap.
Definitely call body swap.
What world do you live in?
Okay. Just saying. I don't know. Like, my first instinct would be like body swap. But I guess after watching this movie, my first instinct will be body swap.
Always go for the body swap first. Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Who's your favorite member of the band? A, Anna, B, Peg, C, Maddie, or D, that random dude?
I think Maddie. Maddie was my favorite. I think I had a crush on her. I think the Chica's shirt is doing it for me. Also, the lead singer, you know, it's the lead singer.
We love a lead charm singer.
For
she
sure.
She also, like, she oozes, like, confidence.
She sounds
so good. She's good. She's good.
Yeah.
She's great. Okay, question four. What would you be most excited for if you had a 15-year-old body again? A, eating French fries, B, sleeping in, or C, fewer saggy bits?
Fewer saggy. I mean, because I do I do eat French fries. I do sleep in occasionally, but the saggy moments are real, and that's all I'll say about that.
That's okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, question number five. Who acted the better body switch? A, Jamie Lee Curtis, or B, Lindsay Lohan?
These questions in a dozen. I apologize
That's
for
tough.
Nothing.
That is tough.
I gotta go with my girl, Lindsay. No. I have to go with
you're
my
thinking
girl.
Of the, you're thinking of the
I'm thinking
the
of the
again.
Right.
I know.
I have to go with Jamie Lee Curtis. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. I want her to be like... I want to be her friend. I want to be her girlfriend. I want to be her wife. I want to be any part of her life. I want to scan her groceries. Like, I want to be in her life. I want to be that woman behind the deli.
Here's the thing. I think your instinct is right, though. I hate to say it, but I think for most of the movie, if you ignore the guitar scene, which I agree is fucking unreal, out of this world, it's Lindsay Lohan, though, the rest of the time. Lindsay crushes this movie. She's amazing.
For her age, she's unreal.
She's unreal.
She's unreal.
She's so good.
When you
but
put it
as
into
a,
context, yeah.
As a
but...
gay, like, youth, it's Jamie Lee Curtis. I have a crush on her. To this
honestly,
day.
Both
that's fair. That's,
correct
that's
answers.
An accept- both yeah, correct acceptable answers. Response.
Oh my gosh, Megan, thank you so much. For
thank
out
you
with
guys.
Us.
I'm so happy. To have talked about this just crucial part of my life.
This Amazing. Is honestly one of my favorite episodes.
Let our listeners know if they want to find you. Where can they find you?
Oh, okay. You could find me on Instagram at Meg Gunth, MegGunth. I'm also on Twitter. I think it's just Megan Gunther on Twitter, Megan with an H. I'm on TikTok. I have no idea what my handle is.
you came ready. We respect it.
And it's MegGther. And that's about it. And then you can find me, like, you know, at Cubbyhole.
Yes. That's
about
incredible.
It.
Classic. If you meet Megan at Cubbyhole, let us know.
Would love.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Let me hear you say hip, hip, hip.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. And we just like to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And of course, we have to start with thanking everybody who came to our Better Than Chocolate watch party. We had a blast as usual. And we just want to remind you, if you want to join all of our future Les Central watch parties, you can join our Patreon. Because, listen, it's just there's never a bad time to watch a gay movie together.
Never. We also want to shout out... I don't know how to even say this. Labanbading.
Yeah, why not?
Labanbading on Twitter, who told us, please watch A League of Their Own. Too many gay. And I just like to say.
Just enough gay.
Yeah, also just the right amount of gay. But also, do you think we have not watched A League of Their Own already? We have devoured it. So, but great suggestion, honestly. So thank you for that. Because we agree.
In case anyone else hasn't yet, watch A League of
watch
Their
it.
Own. It's got just many enough gay.
Yes. I know we recommend a lot of gay things. I feel like A League of Their Own is like way on the top of my list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. For sure.
Please watch it.
We also, listen, we know that we have been mentioning our Patreon a lot, and the Les Essentials watch parties are certainly one, as well as the new Patreon on a Patreon-only bonus episodes, but we also just want to take the opportunity to say hey and shout out some of our new and or returning patrons on our Patreon, because it just makes us happy. We've had some new people in the Discord. That's always a good time. So we just want to shout out Rebecca, Kate, Emma, Maggie, Quinn, and Misha. I'm guessing a little bit. If we're wrong, oh my God, come on the Discord and teach us how to say your name.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. And as always, we want to thank our lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rosicino,
Sarah and Julia,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Haiti Benitez,
Fiona W.,
and our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Leah Henley. Thank you all so much. We could not make the show without you. We love hanging out with you, like Lee said, in our Discord and all our watch parties.
And remember, you can also find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also are posting videos up on our YouTube channel. You can subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch those.
Les Hangout is an independently produced show hosted by us with audio production by Ellie. That's me. Do you know the Amanda Show? Amanda Show. That's me. Our production assistant is Kristen Murison, and Twitter shenanigans by Lee Holmes Foster.
How much of this are you going to have?
None.
I mean, I'm loving all of it. If you want to help support the podcast, there are so many ways that you can do that. The first one is easy. It is free. It is to leave us a rating and a review on the Apple Podcasts app, or also whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Ratings anywhere just help new people find the show. So it's a good idea to just do them in all the places.
If you want to support us, you can also do that on Patreon at bit.ly/lespatreon. You get access to our patron-only Discord chat, Les Essentials watch parties like the watch party we just had for Better Than Chocolate. We will have another one in a few weeks. And you also get access to bonus episodes. We have two out this season so far, and another one will be coming out next month.
If you want to get some merch, we are heading into fall, colder weather. It's time for hot chocolate. It's time for beanies. It's time for some hot, hot Les Hangout hoodies and crew necks, and I don't even know what else, but you can get all of our designs at our TeePublic. You can find them at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we also have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings that you can find everywhere at Dollar Bean Prod.
You can also check out our website at dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can also listen to all the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals like our next show, Journey to the Heart, or help us get things like The Flame live in New York that we got to see so many of you at, you can join our Patreon specifically for our musical production company at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to find us individually, you can follow me at Ellie Brigida on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Or you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellis H. Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.